never had the courage to come back to you. We're all entitled to make a mistake. We got to prepare for some heartbreak. I was earning my man while I was earning my man. Something you young girls might not understand. No pain, no pain, no pain, no pain, no gain. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Coco Yaps, where we talk love, loss, and lessons unapologetically. Today's episode is going to get a little deep because we're talking about the kind of heartbreak that doesn't get enough attention. Not just losing your partner, but losing your best friend when a relationship ends. That part, whew, it hits different. So let's get into it. Because I know I'm not the only one who has been here. You know the feeling when you're dating someone and you're not just a boyfriend or a girlfriend, they become your best friend. You talk about everything. You send memes all day. They know your routine, your triggers, your healing journey, your favorite snacks at Target. They see the parts of you even your closest friend don't get to see. And when it ends, it's not just a romantic connection that disappears. It's the friendship. The everyday, did you eat or did you see the tweet kind of bond. The silence is loud. Breakups are already hard, but losing your best friend too, that's double grief. Because most relationships, especially long-term ones, that person becomes your safe space. And nobody really prepares you for what it feels like when your go-to person is suddenly gone. No more random FaceTimes, no more inside jokes. You go to text them something funny and then you remember we don't talk anymore. It's a different kind of ache, a daily kind, a quiet kind, a painful kind. So here's where it gets confusing. You might not even miss the relationship. You might know y'all were toxic together. You might know breaking up was the right thing, but still you miss the friendship, the emotional intimacy, the rhythm y'all had. And that part, people don't always understand. They'll be like, just move on, or you deserve better. Yes, I know that, but I also miss my best friend. That part can be true too. Sometimes we want to reach out and say, I miss you. Not let's get back together, just I miss you as my friend. But that gets complicated because once you've been intimate, once you love and fought and made promises, it's hard to go backwards. You wonder, would we even know how to be friends again? Would reaching out reopen wounds? Would it help? Or would it just hurt more? And honestly, sometimes the answer is you gotta let go of both. I asked y'all on Instagram, what was harder, the relationship ending or losing your best friend in the process? And the answers, ooh. Almost every single one of y'all said losing the friendship was the part you didn't see coming. One person said, it felt like death because I didn't just lose my boyfriend. I lost the person who knew every corner of my heart. And that truly speaks to me because I lost my best friend. And that shit was painful every fucking day. And to whoever sent that, I felt that deep. So what do we do with that kind of pain? First, we acknowledge it because pretending we're over it doesn't make the ache go away. We give ourselves grace. You're allowed to grieve the friendship even if the relationship wasn't good for you. That's valid. We remember that one day someone will come into our lives and love you with that friendship baked in. That connection, that laughter, that safe space with no emotional confusion. But for now, it's okay to miss them. It's okay to cry over a friend who's still alive, just no longer in your world. That's real grief. I am being so transparent in my experiences because I know that me sharing could help somebody else, or me sharing can help someone else get through what I had to go through. That's it for today's episode of Coco Yaps. If this touched your heart, please share it with someone who might need it. Leave a review, subscribe, follow me on socials. I'm on IG and TikTok, Coco Yaps, for more unfiltered convos like this. Until next time, love hard, let go when it's time, and remember, even if you lose someone, you never lose yourself. You're still here, and you're healing, and it's happening. Coco out.